This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Oh, he can hold the house. Oh, he can hold the house.
Amen. He can work it out. Greet ye all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Man, I wanted a song that was going to get us moving this morning, and it was Jesus Will Work It Out. Praise the Lord. I just want to welcome all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. Before I came up, I saw my mom. I didn't see my mom. I know she's joining. I saw my sister Tracy, my friend Will, and my sister Kedra. Those are the ones I saw before I came up. Well, Lord, I'm telling you, we have a great message today. We will be doing communion today, so prepare yourselves for that. But we're going to jump right into it. My son Joshua is going to read our opening scriptures. So as he comes, we're going to be reading from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16 to 23. Woo! Thank you, Josh. Wow, I'm telling you, if you caught that last verse, you got the whole message today. I'm telling you, the message today is titled, Move On. So let's go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer and we'll get started. Our Father, it's once again that we come in the mighty, precious name of your Son, Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this day. It is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Now, Lord, we ask right now that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our title today for the message is Move On. Wow. As you probably all know, as we talked about last week on the message on death, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, about the passing of my wife on November the 15th. The message on last week was so important to me that it let me put some things in focus that I already knew. But God spoke to me through that message to help me and help others deal with this time of transition. But one of the things that I found so prophetic was the night that my wife passed, her last text message to me was simply two words. It was move on. Now, at the time, she was telling me I was taking too long on a product, and she said, move on. But little did I know, minutes later, that message will mean a whole different meaning. So as we look at this story that Joshua read, 2 Samuel chapter 12, it talks about the death of David's child. Well, to give you a little backdrop about that, David was supposed to be at war, but he wasn't at war. He was back at home and he looked on a rooftop and he saw this woman, Bathsheba, bathing on the roof. And he wanted her. He desired her. And he had her. The only problem was she was someone else's wife. She was the wife of Uriah. Uriah was a faithful soldier unto David. So what David did was have Uriah put into the heat of the battle and told the troops to withdraw that he may die, so David could cover up his sin that he committed with Uriah's wife. And I'm telling you, there was consequences. And as we see in 2 Samuel chapter 12, the consequences come. We see that God sends a prophet, Nathan, to David and tells him a story about the rich man and the poor man. That the rich man had a visitor come to him and took the poor man's lamb and killed it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.